Excuse me, can you tap in with me real quick? So I'm GOA Choppa, aka Goddess of Abundance. And Audio Notes from Bay is not your regular degular podcast. This is real tea, baby. We talking spirituality, relationships, sex, all that good shit. And I'm Bay. Like, you know, you don't get to talk to people how you want to talk to them. So go get your AirPods and tap in with me. It's a good conversation. Let's vibe. But so it's crazy is when you know what you're supposed to be doing, but you still don't do it because, you know, laziness, tiredness, drainage, attention deficit, spiritual and emotional warfare, generational stuff, low self-esteem. Y'all know the reasons. We can come up with a lot of them. But anyway, when you're on your shit, it just shows so much. It shows in your health and your skin. Right now, I'm going through an ugly phase because everything I went through is ugly. I felt ugly. I was eating ugly. It was my ugly season. And now, I'm on the brink of the prosperous season that when I feel beautiful, I look good, I smell good, I feel inspired about what I'm cooking and the activities I subscribe to and participate in. And speaking of participation, I feel like as a collective, we really are deciding to participate in less shit that doesn't work for us. And it feels really good to continue to ride that wave out because I feel like the powers that think they be like to put out a narrative as if being in the opposition to the actual destruction is destructive. Like, the capitalism so-called quote-unquote powers that were, I should say, because they're not the powers that be. We realize that we be the motherfucking power. So they are the power that were. The powers that were in place, obviously, what they mean when they talk about people like me and outlaws and, you know, preppers or sustainability livers, like people who are shifting into a higher consciousness of healthy interdependence and rightful autonomy as we continue to passage into the promised land that we are creating for ourselves and our children. Obviously, the people who are in opposition to the people who want to uphold the system and want their system to be protected, they're going to be annoyed with people like me, the renegades, you know, the people who just don't want to, who aren't going to participate in something that does not work for them because we don't have to. And I don't need an army or I don't need anybody behind me to stand with me or anything. All I have to do is elevate my consciousness for myself and continue to live in that truth, power, of sovereignty, true sovereignty. I'm a sovereign being. I'm a sovereign energy. I'm a sovereign entity. And so living in all of that, what I'm saying is basically I keep doing the things that they say that I can't do unless I do them the way they want me to. I keep not playing any ball head of these games. And since I'm not playing the games with them, they think that they're going to get back at by intimidating me, and I will not be intimidated and I will not be moved. I will continue to exist in my sovereignty. I will continue to attract simply by existing, and I will continue to share my messages with all that desire and seek them. Now, my messages to all of you in my community who are continuing to grow, I urge you now to strengthen your boundaries. Strengthen your boundaries. This is not the time to let your boundaries fall beneath you. This is the time to reinforce those boundaries. You are going to be in your strong season, spiritual beings, beautiful, divine, collective. You're going to be in your strong season from Aries. So from about late March, you took a hit with this total eclipse, total lunar eclipse. Scorpio on Cinco de Mayo, Day of the Dead. I hope that y'all kept y'all ass in the house. Things took a turn. But right now you're in your strong season, and you're going to progress in your strong season until about mid-December. So now is the time to reinforce your boundaries, to be clear about the life that you desire, and to take the actions that fortify your desire, that agree with your desire, that hold hands with your desire. It is not time for you to look outside of yourself for a definitive purpose. It is for you to see your purpose, your known purpose, through maturation. And to stop watering yourself down, and stop dumbing yourself down, and stop acting like you're fucking stupid. Like you don't know what's going on. So, I want you to know that I'm saying this with love and irritation, because two things can exist at once, more than that. We are saying goodbye to these binary constraints anyway. So you're not going to try to trap me and go back on what I say and say I said this and this. More than two things can be true. Especially over here in the divine ability to spontaneously download, also known as the ADD, formerly known as the ADD Club. ADD and ADHD Club. I am not going to clarify things that don't need to be clarified. My throat chakra is literally like, I will not be silenced. I will continue to be the chaotic, divine feminine that I am. I will continue to be completely disrespectful to systems that do not protect me. And I will continue to live out an example of my fullest desire. And I will continue to flourish. And I don't need to subscribe to anything that does not align with my perception of my highest good, my abundance. My abundance is an abundance of time, freedom, resources, food, pleasure, delight, time with my family, quality time with my family. A life of leisure and desire is the life that I have cultivated in this point and that I embrace in this moment. Yes, I am very lucky. I am extremely lucky. I am extremely blessed. I am extremely blessed. Yes, my life is very different and very unique, and things seem to happen quite magically for me because I am magic, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it's not my business. If other people can't find their magic, no one is going to stifle mine or blow out my light. I'm a big topic, a huge feature, and I am fully empowered and sovereign to live this life as I so please. I'm in the service industry. I serve my community with my whole well-intended heart. I serve my family. And it is with good pleasure and gratitude. And I receive. I align with the right to receive. Okay? And right now, my life is going to continue to be a demonstration of that. Every single thing that I have desired has come to my hands. Okay? And continues to increase tenfold. I'm coloring outside the lines. They said that you can't do this. They say you can't live the life that I have without a job. Well, I don't have one. They say you can't live on this life without income. Well, I don't have one. They say that you can't be a person of notoriety without celebrity status. Well, I am. They say that you won't be reverenced unless someone else puts you on a pedestal. I am the pedestal. They ask me, what do I bring to the table? I am the feast. Okay? And so at this point, get to know me if you don't.
I feel good, 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 I feel good.